Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Macro Opportunities August Monthly Podcast. During August, risk assets traded weaker and the majority of developed government bond yields rose. A confluence of factors put upward pressure on yields. Fitch's downgrade of long-term U.S. debt to AA+, an announcement of higher-than-expected U.S. Treasury issuance, as well as the lingering impact of the Bank of Japan's decision to unexpectedly soften its yield curve control. The concern over an excess supply of government bonds translated into weak auction results for long-dated U.S. Treasuries, which also steepened global government bond yields. Bond yields partially retraced their move later in the month as softer economic data across key developed markets reduced the pressure for central banks to hike rates further. At the annual symposium at Jackson Hole, Fed Chair Powell delivered little in the way of surprises. With respect to further rate decisions, he highlighted the need to proceed carefully based on the totality of the data in the evolving outlook and risks. Chair Powell reiterated that the Fed is prepared to raise interest rates further to maintain the Fed's 2% inflation target, but acknowledged that interest rates are already at restrictive levels. At the end of the month, investors expect the Fed will leave rates unchanged at the upcoming meeting on September 19th and 20th, with some possibility of another rate hike later in November. In terms of portfolio positioning, the front-end steepening position was reduced as rates sold off early in the month. Then mid-month, the flattening position in long-dated rates increased and U.S. duration extended by a little more than a year to end August. In Europe, short-duration positions were reduced, recognizing the effect of both the Eurozone's and China's slower economic growth. In developed market foreign exchange, long Japanese yen exposure was slightly reduced, mostly from optionality. The long Australian dollar position was also cut by a percent as weaker than expected PMI figures in China continued to cloud the region's outlook and as the Reserve Bank of Australia held rates unchanged. In emerging market foreign exchange, the long Mexican peso position increased slightly after profit taking earlier in the quarter. Overall credit exposure increased by a little more than 2%, mostly in below investment grade CDX as spreads widened mid-month. In terms of performance in August, EM debt was the most significant detractor, mainly due to exposures to rates in Russia, Mexico, and to a lesser extent, Brazil. Overall foreign exchange positioning was also a significant detractor over the month. Negative contributions in developed currencies were driven mainly by Australian dollar and Japanese yen exposures, with negative performance from emerging currencies coming from Brazil, South Africa, Russia, and South Korea. Mortgage and asset-backed securities had a slight net positive impact driven by exposures to CLOs. Investment grade and high yield credit also had a minimal contribution as the negative impact from financials was offset by positive contributions from energy, CDX, and communications exposures. So for the outlook going forward, in line with our expectations, global growth is downshifting and the disinflationary process is clearly underway, albeit unevenly. Lessening bottleneck pressures, financial stability concerns contributing to tighter credit conditions in the U.S. and Europe, and softer manufacturing and services demand worldwide are helping to alleviate price pressures globally. These trends, combined with major central banks continuing to advocate for restrictive monetary policy for an extended period, should further temper growth and inflation. In such a scenario, we expect developed market government bond yields to trend lower and the U.S. dollar to weaken modestly. These factors should act as a tailwind for emerging markets, where central banks are closer to the end of their tightening cycle relative to the developed world and where valuations remain attractive. So that concludes our podcast for August. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.